Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the chapter on the virtue of hastening to break the fast and that which one should break his fast with. In other words, what should he eat at the time of breaking his fast and what one should say after breaking the fast. This is the beauty of Islam, that everything is shown to us. Not just the fact that we have to fast, but also when we start the fast, when we finish the fast, what we can do in the fast, what we shouldn't do in the fast, at what time we should break the fast, and in the time period that's allotted to break the fast, which is the afzal time, which is the best time, all that is shown to us to such an extent that what we must break the fast with, also that is shown to us in our Shariat. Undoubtedly, Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy for us, so we are not yateem. In other words, every single thing has been shown to us. This is the way you go about doing it. Other deens, other religions, all a batil, they don't have any type of detail as to what they should be doing. People do whatever comes to their mind. What comes to their mind, they do. If it makes sense, they apply it. If it doesn't make sense, they don't apply it. Later on, they realize that what we did was something that was completely wrong. So one of the things we learn from this chapter that we're currently doing, and the hadith also that we did yesterday of those two sahaba, that had a practice. One's practice was to read the Maghrib Salah early and to break the fast early. In other words, as soon as the time sets in. And the other Sahabi, Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, he would delay it a little bit, as we explained, either on a few occasions or to show the permissibility. And sometimes he would read Maghrib late, a little bit late, and break it. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha endorsed the practice of Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, and said, no, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would break his fast early and he would read Maghrib Salah early. This was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So what we learn is that deen is not what goes according to our logic. Our logic will tell us that if a man pulls his fast more, in other words, if instead of breaking his fast at Maghrib, he breaks his fast at Isha, or he breaks his fast after Taraweeh, then he should be more rewarded, because why? There's more sacrifice involved. That's what logic demands. But what is the better thing to do, the afdal thing to do, is that when the time comes in, the person doesn't delay. Immediately he breaks his fast. This is the best thing to do. This is the thing that is encouraged and more rewarding. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what we learn is, deen is not according to our logic. Deen is according to what Allah Ta'ala wants of us. And what sunnah Allah Ta'ala has shown to us via Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this becomes our deen. It's not just a matter of applying what's in our mind, but applying what deen is expecting of us at every given time. So moving on with this ahadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله أحب عبادي إلي أعجلهم فطرا رواه الترمذي. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah Ta'ala said. So look at the chain of narration. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه is narrating from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, who is saying that Allah Ta'ala said. This is known as Hadith Qudsi. Hadith Qudsi means that hadith that is narrated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you get two types. So this is known as wahi ghair matlu. Wahi matlu means that is narrated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we make tilawat of. Now that is Quran Sharif. That is what we read, make tilawat of Quran. There's also wahi that is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like this hadith we're seeing, but is ghair matlu. There's no tilawat made of it. It's not part of the Quran Sharif. So this is known as hadith Qudsi. Allah Ta'ala is saying, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning to us, it's not part of the Quran Sharif, it's part of the Hadith, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us what Allah Ta'ala is saying. So Allah Ta'ala has said that the most beloved of my servants to me are those who are quickest in breaking the fast. The most beloved of my servants to me are those who are quickest in breaking the fast. An Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا أقبل الليل من ها هنا وأدبر النهار من ها هنا وغربت الشمس فقد أفطر الصائم. متفق عليه. حضرت عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when the night advances from this side. One of the things we learn from ahadith is what extent Sahaba would identify with nature. Unfortunately, we don't even identify with the rising of the sun, looking at the sun, we won't, difficult for us to even say, has the time of Ishraq come in? Is the time of Duha come in, the mid-morning Salah? Is the time of Zawal set in? We don't know so much, because unfortunately, we don't identify with these things. So Sahaba, they didn't have watches like us. They didn't have clocks like us. So they would identify exactly with the sun, the rising of the sun, the stars, the moon, the age of the moon. So they would know Islamic dates also. Just by looking at the moon, it will tell you exactly what date it is also. So in this hadith, we can see to what extent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in tune, had full knowledge exactly, and he's teaching Sahaba how to identify when the time of breaking fast has set in. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when night advances from this side, in other words, night is advancing from the east, because the sun is setting in the west. So when night advances from this side, and the day withdraws from this side, the day is withdrawing, moving away from the west. So when night advances from this side, the day withdraws from this side, and the sun sets, then the fasting person has broken his fast. So here the words of the hadith is saying, فَقَدْ أَفْتَرَ الصَّائِمِ, the fasting person has broken his fast. Ulama explain that what it means, by the fasting person has broke his fast, means break your fast. This is the time now for you to break the fast. Or it means that the fasting time now has terminated, though you have not yet eaten, the time of fasting now has terminated. So now you also terminate your fast. You don't continue with your fast. And do one more hadith and terminate. An Abi Ibrahim Abdullah ibn Abi Ufa radiallahu anhu qal, sirna ma'a Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa sa'imun, falamma gharabati shams qala li ba'd al-qawm ya fulan, qala inzil fajdah lana, qala inna alayka naharun, qala inzil fajdah lana, qala fanazala fajadah lahum fashariba Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, idha ra'aytumu al-layl faqad aqbala min hahuna faqad aftara al-sa'im وأشار بيده قبل المشرق متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Ibrahim Abdullah ibn Abi Ufa narrates, radiallahu anhum, narrates that we were on a journey with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam whilst he was fasting. So Sahaba were moving with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam whilst he was fasting. One thing we must take note of is that how Sahaba would look at the action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and every bit of the way they would look to see what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was doing. And they would want to do that. To such an extent that even if a Sahabi had to make a mistake, he'll even report that mistake that I made with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not feeling shy that my respect is gone, my respect is at stake. If I'm going to narrate what happened, what mistake happened, then this respect, everything didn't mean anything to them. The deen of Allah Ta'ala meant everything to them. But Allah Ta'ala's deen comes first, before my own respect, before my own thinking, before my own logic, before my own desires. So here the Sahabi is mentioning that we were on journey with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he was fasting. When the sun set, he said to someone, oh so and so person, dismount and prepare some sawiq for us. He said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would you not like to wait for the night? The Sahabi is saying, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would you not like to wait for the night? In other words, delay the fast now and wait for it to get dark before we have something to eat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dismount and prepare some sawiq for us. He said, it is still daytime. The Sahabi is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is still daytime. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dismount and prepare some sawiq for us. So he dismounted and prepared the sawiq. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank it. The sawiq is some type of a drink that is made with a mixture of a few things. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank it and said, when you see the night advancing from this side, and the fasting person has broken his fast, and he pointed with his hand towards the east. Ulama explained that what happened here. The Sahabi is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it's still daytime, and here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him that prepare the sawiq. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling him. Ulama explained that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't want to delay when the time had come in, like how before iftar you'll find many people are preparing for the iftar, even in the masajid that you go to. You'll see there are some people that are in charge of putting the dasturkhans down, putting things down, preparing. So when the time of azan comes, then nobody is getting delayed in breaking their fast. So that's what this sahabi was trying to tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it's still daytime. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was telling him, then go and start preparing. Because it takes time to prepare. In other words, if you start preparing now, the moment sunset comes in, we don't have to delay the fast. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was telling us, teaching us. Now when this night has come in, so the fasting person now breaks his fast. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. So one thing, other thing we learn, that it's permissible to break one fast would any food besides dates? If a person doesn't have dates, dates is the best thing, the most afdal thing. But if here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam broke it with this sawik, this type of a drink, it shows us that if a person doesn't have anything else and he breaks with something else, for example, a person, sometimes we in a habit, or youngsters in habit, it's not the best of habits, either they want to push some cold juice or some cold drink, that also is permissible, not to say it's impermissible, but however, the best thing to do is to break with date, break with some water, and then a person can partake of whatever else he wants. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, inshallah, of making amal. Be fortunate we got a jamaat in our masjid. Anybody's got any free time, inshallah, during the day, try and spend it and assist the jamaat. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.